Hello again, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So I want you to relax because today again, I'm ready to take you on another trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on this great African beat, I'll be talking to a healthcare professional who is giving back to her community, to her country, and that is Linda Muksin-Sise, the founder of the Community Health Foundation Hospital in Sierra Leone. So stay tuned for that. But let's get on to music right now, bringing you a brand new quote, Ida V of Uganda, and this is from her latest EP, Yaye. And right after that, Complete Man, the sound of Bisakere from Ghana, and For You by Chris Moon of South Sudan. But let's enjoy this court right now, Yaye, by Ida V of Uganda.
Thank you. promise me you're never leaving me. You for no say I give them all to you. Let them start biting their finger. They can't compare themselves to you. I'm a banya boo, I'm a bayo tree. She will only I've waited and waited and waited. All I wanted was who's dedicated. So when you came in the picture, I said I'd stay with you. Now I request for you. I'm man enough to talk to your siblings and parents and carry you home. Bro. I know say the cocos I go flow. I know they care. I'm putting a ring on your finger. Yeah. Girl, you deserve it. Cause you make me a complete man.
I never find another lover like you. Many of them come to confuse my mind, but I'm not fit to take your man away from you. Magicala, my shaman, and your banner book went low. Nobody be find my love, and I'm addicted to the things you do. Me, whoa, I'm a clean, I'm a quick baby girl, no, they be a challenge. Them mothers, you don't see, they know if you touch body. All of the things you can see on the internet. Oh. Don't let it play with your mind, cause God, I didn't give you my word.
From Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Africa Beats with David Vandy on The Voice of America.
Ana dena kutu intikun murtaliana. Ana dena sufu inti atakulana yebamba. A lady like you needs a guy like me
to hold you,
who will never, never break your heart and make you cry again. Another na kutu intikun murtaliana. Another na sifu inti atakulana yebamba.
Let me sing, let me sing, say
your love for me. I have no regret for you. Your smile, baby, keeps me moving day to day.
Wherever you might be, I'll be there for you.
Girl, but take my beginning, be wrong. Kalamu, habataki, baby. Baby, I need that true love. I'm giving my body to you. You are the one that I love. No matter how it seems to be, I'll be always by your side. One plus one equals to two. You and I, we are equals to one, my baby. Cause we are meant to be together forever.
Whatever you might be,
I'll be there for you. How far you might go,
I'm still loving you.
Whatever you might be,
I'll be there for you.
How far you might go,
I'm still loving you.
Too many blessings will come my way. My girl, you're my joy, not my temptation. I pray to Jah for a beauty queen. You are me, girl, listen to me now. My love is so deep like a river night. From today, my duty is to make you smile. When you give it to me, I will give it to your doors. Yeah, listen to me now. I shall come now, I shall for Hinti. Girl, but time, I'll be getting it around. Kalamu, how about a kia hambiti? Baby, I need that true love.
Whatever you might be.
for you, Chris Moon of South Sudan, and right before that, Complete Man by Bisa Kede of Ghana and Yaye by Ida V of Uganda. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Don't go away, I'll be right back for more music. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vandy, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it. Welcome back to The African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Don't forget that we broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. But right now, it's music, music, music. Lucid Dreams is our next track by Gomez Oba from Cameroon. And right after that, Sina by Iyanya featuring Buju of Nigeria and Jerabi by Jiba of Senegal. But it's Lucid Dreams, the sound of Gomez Oba from Cameroon.
Sorrow, darling, darling. show my bami sorrow to badale. You dey give me oh, bami bami. My mami cause a calamity. I'm gonna check a sorrow, darling, darling. Show my bami sorrow to badale. You dey give me oh, bami bami. My mami cause a calamity. I know they want another, eh. My baby, you don't draw my attention. Loving on a new dimension. Your body, they draw high attention. Got me screaming, oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm gonna check a sorrow, darling, darling. Okay. Show my bami sorrow, to badale. Okay. You, they give me, oh, bami, bami. Okay. My mami, cause it calamity. Okay. I'm gonna check a sorrow, darling, darling. Okay. Show my bami sorrow, to badale. Okay. You, they give me, oh, Bami, my name is Kosi Kalani.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
بگل بود و جخ من نکیو با سما ای اسما دکت دورن تینی حاله فوم لجکو فلاکو تیو فوم جکو گبالم ایرم بگل بیگ مگوال یکم تی بنیونه الخیری مخچی لطفل سماکو دوتو مرچی آبادا ای آبادا
Nah, 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 nah.
Jarabi by Jiba of Senegal, and right before that, Sina by Iyanya featuring Buju, all of Nigeria, and then Lucid Dreams by Gomez Oba of Cameroon. The African beat on the Voice of America. Remember, I told you about my guest, Linda Mookson. She says she'll be right here on the beat, so don't go away.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Last by Bonner Boy makes the court right now. And when I come back, my guest, Linda Mookson Cisse, will be right here to tell you about how she's giving back to her community here in the United States and back home in Africa. Stay tuned. I am David Bandy. More music. From the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee. All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, and my guest today is not a musician, is not an artist, but it is somebody who wants to give back, who has been giving back to her community, who has been giving back to her country. And you know, we love to showcase these people, want to bring them to you to let you know exactly what they are doing. And my guest is the founder of the Community Health Foundation Hospital in Mile 91 in the northern part of Sierra Leone. And that is Madam Linda Mookson Cisse, that is based here in the United States of America. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
You are a nurse, right?
Yes.
You are a healthcare provider.
Yes.
And you've been in this country for how long?
About
like forever. Let's leave it like that.
It's okay.
But you know, with all your education and what you've learned in the healthcare field, you have not decided to keep it to yourself. You said, let me go back home and see how I can help my people. Now, first, I want us to talk about the Community Health Foundation that you founded. How did this one all come about?
Thank you. Yes, Community Health Foundation, it's a charity organization that I formed in United States and also in Sierra Leone. The reason for to form Community Health Foundation is to help my people. Just like you said, I want to give back to my people. to it's a charity organization that is helping the health sector in Sierra Leone. In US here, of course, we are helping the community where we located as well. Like in Lanham, we provide food help to low income people in the community.
So what you do is that you are helping here in the United States, because there are people too who are suffering.
Yes.
And you're also going back home to help in the health sector.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. And so first of all, let's start here in the United States, and then we go to Sierra Leone. Okay.
Okay.
So you say you provide help for low-income people in the community. What kind of help do the Community Health Foundation provide?
Thank you for that. So for the U.S. project, we started helping the low-income people with food. Since COVID started back in 2020, we found out that most people were out of job because of the pandemic. And, of course, other people who have low income, it's hard for them to get food. So we partner with some NGOs like Capital Era Food Bank and other ones. We do get food items. We do do food drives. We give it to people who are in need in the community in Maryland. That's what we've been doing starting from COVID pandemic to right now. It's an ongoing project. And also during COVID, we found out that the PPEs, like personal protective equipment, or supplies, we are highly in demand. So during COVID, we partner with the state. We are getting those PPEs. We go to hospitals and health centers, nursing homes. We give them to the nurses, the healthcare workers, just so they are able to provide their care to the patient. So those are the help we've been doing in the US.
And you're still doing, especially the food drive, you're still doing it here in Maryland?
Yes, the food drive, we still do it like every other Saturday. We get food supply.
And where are you located when you do those drives? How many locations do you have?
We have two locations. The first location is in Lanham. That is at Redeemer's Church of Christ. The address is 10001 Aerospace Road, Lanham 20706. That is our main location. And we also partner with another organization called Jamilu Jalil. That is a mosque that is also doing the food drive through our partnership. For them, is every Friday in the mosque. That is also in Lanham.
So they're helping you to distribute to their congregation and people around the community.
Yes.
All right. That is a fantastic job. All right. I have Linda Muksinsise as my guest. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll be talking now about the Community Health Foundation Hospital that she has built in Sierra Leone in Mile 91. But let's take a piece of music right now. This one is called I'm Alive. It's done by Sierra Leonean-born Jay Sanko. And he featured Daddy Serge, Minister General Succulent, and Rahim the Wizard. This is a true life story about what happened to him. He had problems with his kidney, and then he was hit by a car, and he was knocked down by COVID, but he's still alive and he's still breathing. And so we dedicate this one to all of you that went through those suffering. And let's get this song now, I Am Alive by Jay Sanko of Sierra Leone.
I praise you, till you take it now.
You never leave me, you never forsake me.
All the things you do for me. Tell you take it now.
Even when the times get hard, but you still stand by
me.
Ebola, but I catch corona. I don't know the owner, but by now you know now. Say the short term, no more way he got to me. Pain them by low way he passed for me. Doctors and nurses never scatter we. If you not to God in power, for don't batter we. 6 feet below ground, so get dust for we. But I tell God, thank you for me life. Thank you for me wife. Thank you for the people that will put on me life. And motor car bang me, I not die. Kidney fail me, I not die. Corona hold me, I not die. The Lord, we are the savvy, they are.
Give your back, tell you thank you.
flowers, a blessing where they drop on me body every night and day. I just say go higher. I need some makulung. Plenty money in my pocket, I just want go long. Then me say I know go better. Hey, you can take it. I come up on the poop, poop, poop. Thank you, Lord, you done the one for me. I know better, but they won't worry, no much worry. Ebola, Corona, don't come, but you still cover me. Baba, make a dozen.
We all get for meets, Papa God, one fine day. Corona, now that's the number. In, you carry me, Antigo. You carry me, Padigo. Ebo. If not for the love of Jesus Christ, eh? Oh, Corona, for don't carry me. Go, 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 go. If not for the mommy blessing, eh? Oh, una for be don't bear me. Oh, oh, oh.
Gio,
oh.
I tell you, thank you. Them not happen, the one day we don't die.
Disaster and all the illness, you keep me safe and you render me with goodness. I'm here standing, Papa, not you,
Papa, not you.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. You've just listened to Jay Sanko with the song I Am Alive. And Madam Linda, playing the song I Am Alive, you talked about when the COVID hits, how you are helping people and how you're providing food through your organization. And this man that did this song was actually affected by most of these problems. But you also decided to go to your hometown in Sierra Leone, Mile 91 to be precise. That's where you were born, right?
Yes.
And you decided to go back there to give back to your people. And you decided to look into the health sector because healthcare is your profession. And you built a hospital.
Yes.
What was the purpose?
Thank you for that question. So growing up in Sierra Leone, I saw the desperate need for the health sector. So when I came in the U.S., my focus was to help my people back in Sierra Leone. That's why I formed Community Health Foundation 3 years ago. So with that, the organization was formed as a charity organization, we do seek for medical equipment and supply as a donations. So when we get those donations, we ship them to Sierra Leone also as a donation. So when COVID started, even in Sierra Leone, I make sure that we send the ICU beds as a donation. So those beds were donated to the Ministry of Health in Sierra Leone, and they were all distributed in the regional hospital in Sierra Leone. Also, we just completed a maternal and child health hospital, like you just stated, actually since last year. And right now, this past April makes us 1 year. When
you when you built this hospital?
Yeah,
well, it's just a year old.
It's just a year old, yeah.
And what services do the hospital? Because some hospitals are specialized in particular thing.
Yes.
And you are talking about maternal health.
Yes.
Do you provide other services?
Yes, yes. Actually, my focus is on maternal child health because I'll tell you what inspired me to do that anyway. But it's been maternal child health, but we do provide healthcare services to all population because considering the area where the hospital is located, there is no other hospital around except
major hospital.
Exactly. So except those health centers, those community health centers. So in that case, all the people around come to us. So we even though our focus is on maternal child health, but we still have to provide services to all population. And our focus is not only in Malensi, the country as a whole. Since we help with different hospitals with donations and other people, we go to villages, provide services of free healthcare to pregnant women, lactating mothers, and under 5 children. And we also give food distribution to people who are in need. So basically, yes, that's what we are doing.
That's what you're doing. I would say congratulations for a young woman of your, for you to look at, hey, I am making a lot of money here in the United States. I can easily just sit on that and enjoy my life. But you decide to go back and give to your people. So you say you were going to tell me what actually inspired you. When we talk about the maternal health. So
yes.
what was the inspiration?
So the main reason why I decided to focus on maternal health, like I mentioned earlier, growing up in Sierra Leone as a young girl, it was really difficult. It's like almost impossible for people to access quality healthcare. I lost my aunt during the war in the village. My aunt was in labor for 3 days. There was no hospital around. The nearest hospital in Maburka is in Maburka.
The Maburka
so
Government Hospital.
So our village is Maburka Government Hospital. So my aunt was in labor for 3 days. There was not even vehicle to get her to Maburka. So it was only the old people who have given birth for years. They consider them as midwife based on their childbearing experience. So those were the people that were trying to help my aunt. So unfortunately, she died. And she was really bleeding because the baby was in transverse position in her abdomen, meaning the baby cross. So the hand and the foot was out. All the other rest of the body part was inside my aunt. Yeah. So they tried and she was bleeding profusely. There was no way they can even control the bleeding. So long story short, she died. So as a young girl by then in the village, I saw that scene. So that was really, tragic to me. So I said to myself, when I grow up, I want to help my people. I want to prevent this from happening to my people again. So that's where I got the passion to help my people.
And you have done fantastic.
Yes.
And you have done a great, great, great job. Yes. All right. That is our guest, Linda Moksin-Sisse. We'll be right back. Let's enjoy another set of music right now. We play Jerusalem right now by Master GK Anon Sibo from South Africa. Let's hit this one right now.
Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami, zungangishilana. Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami, zungangishilana. Kilo no lo sé.
bona muso wa mi aukolana ilo no lo sé su hambena dauya mi aukolana muso wa mi aukolana ilo no lo sé.
Welcome back, Jerusalem. Beautiful music, and you're listening to us on the African Beat right here at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And I am David Vandy. My guest today is a lady that is giving back to her community. What are you doing for your community? You are out here. Are you giving back to your people? Well, let's hear what Linda has got to say. And now, Linda, you did this all by yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So are you getting help or support now from, let's say, from even the government of Sierra Leone or outsiders?
I would say yes. I get some support, which I really appreciate. Like when it comes to the government of Sierra Leone, when I ship medical equipment, they give me a duty waiver, meaning a duty free. I still have to pay, that is like third party charges like taxes and stuff. But they do help me with declaring fee, which is a help that is really, really impactful. So also when it comes to staffing, they do pay some of my staff, little, but I do appreciate. I pay staff, most of my staff, by myself. Of course, I have a very good team. My nurses, I mean administrators, everybody is doing their job, even though I don't really have the money to pay them what they want. But they themselves, they decide to sacrifice to work with me, the little that I'm able to provide to them. So I really appreciate them, and we are all working as a team.
So you say the government is helping with some of them.
Yes.
Not all of them.
Yes.
And are you looking forward to other people? Are you looking forward to partner with other, like, NGOs or other organizations that can come in so that they can help ease that burden off you?
Yes, I am actually looking for partnership for NGOs, or like you mentioned, anyone who can come in, individual or organization, NGOs, anyone who wants to partner with me or we are open to partnership. Because like for right now, we are providing free healthcare for pregnant women, lactating mothers, and children who are under the age of 5. We do provide free healthcare for them. And it's really tough for us because like we have to give all that medication, supply and everything out of our pocket. And it's really tough. And even people who do not fall under the free healthcare category, most of them, when they come to the hospital, they still don't have money. But we still have to treat them because we cannot let them die because they cannot provide. So we still provide care for them. So in that case, we really are asking for help. So whoever is ready to partner with us, we are open to partnership.
All right. Well, I hope this will fall on the ears where it's supposed to fall, and those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Because definitely the Community Health Foundation, founded by Linda Muksin-Sise, definitely needs that help. And my people at My91, your people at My91 will be listening to you right now. But maybe they can, not all of them can grasp that English that you're speaking. Can you talk to them a little bit in your language? You're Temne, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you give them a little bit? Have you forgotten it?
Oh, no, I don't.
Come on, Linda, speak some Temne to them.
Temne or Creole?
Well, whether it is Temne or Creole, whatever way you want to do it. Mix it up, because I want to hear a little bit of Temne.
Okay. Okay, I'll start with the team name.
That's right.
What am I going to say?
Just talk to them. Let them hear you from Linda.
Okay, well, I'm from Mami, Atimne, those Sierra Leone, Domalentiwan, Tunkolidi District, Mina Mineng, Linda Muksin-Sise, it's a fourth car radio, it's Ampanga, and Community Health Foundation. I hope you can tell me to me forfeit. Ampanga Hospital, Sikanti, Domalentiwan, and Nanso Bay, Momono, because no work together. I mean, no work together. I and mommy all. So he bora appreciates no. So he called the number half mommy.
That is awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much, Madam Linda. It's been a pleasure having you here today. I truly appreciate you coming, and I look forward to working more with you on this Community Health Foundation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. David Vandy. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. But before I let you go, you know, I just want you to just briefly, very quickly, tell us the services that you provide so that people around will understand.
So actually, in Malentiwan Hospital, we do provide services like surgical services, because the main aim to open that hospital there is to make sure that people who are not able to give natural birth, we are able to do cesarean section, meaning to remove the baby out if the woman is not able to give natural birth.
So you have a theater there?
Yes, we have a theater. Okay, let me tell you what we have in the hospital. We have a theater, mm-hmm. Functionable. We have a laboratory wherein we do all the tests before we diagnose, before we treat. We have an equipped pharmacy. We have all our medicine and medication that is coming from UK, Turkey, India, and US. We have that. And we have a blood bank, because we do give blood transfusion, because that is one main challenge when people are given birth, when they have to go through cesarean section. Sometimes they lost a lot of blood, so we have to transfuse blood. So we have that system set up. And we do have scanning, like to tell the baby sex. We have a sonogram or ultrasound. That's the other name for it. We do all those things. Like, we also check the vital organs. We have an ECG, electrocardiogram, meaning if you have heart problem, we are able to detect that. So we have all of this. And we, of course, the environment is clean and comfortable. We have 24 hours light from a solar power system. And we do have a backup generator and internet 24 hours. We have CCTV cameras for security purposes.
These people in my Nigerian hospital are enjoying, you know.
And we have different surgeries. Like I said, our focus is on maternal child health, but we have to provide care for every population.
And you say you work on the eye too. The hospital do eye checking and...
Yeah, for now, for the eye program, we don't have it in the facility. We only do it on community outreach. We are in partnership with the Ministry of Health. Like, when we organize that, we go to villages and reach out to people. We do it once in a while. And when we diagnose those people through our medical outreach, those who need surgeries, we refer them to McKinney, where they go and get the surgeries. And we follow up with them. We are partnership with the Ministry of Health and with the doctor that is McKinney that is doing that. For appendix surgery, we do appendix surgery. We do fibroid. We do cyst surgery. And also, even prostatectomy. Prostatectomy is one of the most difficult surgeries to perform in Sierra Leone, according to my research. Most people who have prostate problem, they just like give them super pubic catheter, meaning like a tube they will put under their belly, their abdomen. That way they will give them a bag wherein the urine will be draining when they are not able to urinate. In Sierra Leone, they call it blockage. But we are able to do that surgery. I have this, my specialist. He's from Nigeria. He's very, very good. He has done a lot of surgeries for prostatectomy, which have been successful. So that is something we're really proud of. So basically, yeah, we do most of the surgeries. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, that is a whole hospital by itself, man.
Yes.
The hospital does a lot of stuff. So you want to give a shout out to all the doctors and the nurses out there right now in the, at the site?
Oh, yes, yes. Everybody's awesome. They are doing awesome job. They are very great. So I want to give a shout out to them, everybody. I care about you all and I love you all and I'm proud of you. I like the work you're doing and please keep up with the good job and thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Madam Muksin, Linda Muksin Sisay, for being with us here at The Voice of America today. And I look forward to talking to you again anytime so that we can continue this conversation. And thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
All right. Well, this one is going out to the entire staff of the Community Health Foundation Hospital based there in Mine 91 and all the people of Mine 91 and of Sierra Leone. This song is by the Black Queen, formerly known as Caddy Black, and it's called Fire. Let's enjoy this. I am David Vandy here in Washington. All of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Make we build this nation. No matter where.